An extension is better than an immediate crash out, as somebody cited to me. It is better having a period of uncertainty rather than certain catastrophe, which is what a no-deal scenario would be. Part of the problem, though, will be that regardless of what the House of Commons votes in, whether in terms of a no-deal scenario or an extension of Article 50, without that extension of Article 50, no-deal scenario is the default position on the 29th of March.